We're at Husker Harvest Days, and we are going to talk with State Treasurer Don Stenberg, who has just presented another set of Nest on the Farm Scholarship Contest winners here at Husker Harvest Days. And Don, this is a really fun program where the kids get their certificates and read their essays. The winners read their essays here. It's a great program.
Yeah, we're really happy with this program. It's designed both to raise awareness of Nebraska's College Savings Program, the Nebraska Educational Savings Trust, which by law I'm the trustee of as state treasurer, and also to recognize our agricultural traditions and roots and give the opportunity to help some young people get started with their college education by awarding some scholarships to the contest winners.
How is the College Savings Program going? I mean, this is a pretty popular program, isn't it?
It's a great program. Over 58,000 Nebraskans participate. Over 205,000 families nationwide are participating in Nebraska's Educational Savings Trust. We have over $3 billion in assets now. Now, that's not state money. That all belongs to the individuals who've invested in individual parts of the College Savings Plan.
Anything new in that program, or does it just kind of perk along there?
Well, a couple things. About a year ago, we added a very conservative investment option for people who want to take a very conservative approach, and that's a bank savings account option that's FDIC insured. And then there's a range of investments in mutual funds of various sorts. The Nebraska legislature just this session increased the tax deduction to $10,000 per year for contributions to a Nebraska Educational Savings Trust account. That does not go into effect, however, until January 1, 2014. So when you do your 2013 taxes, you won't be able to do that. But starting January 1, 2014, any contributions made after that time are tax deductible for a Nebraska taxpayer up to $10,000.
And we all hear about the cost of college continuing to go up, and so as you said here, it's never too early to start.
Well, that's right. The earlier you start, the earlier those savings can start earning interest or earning dividends or however it's invested in the college savings program, and then you've got more money for college. Very important to understand a couple things. Number one, income on your college savings plan is exempt from both federal and Nebraska income taxes. And a Nest account can be used anywhere in the United States. You don't have to go to college in Nebraska. And it can be used at a community college or technical school as well as four-year institutions.
The other thing you've been doing here at Husker Harvest Days, and I know at the State Fair and some other locations, is unclaimed property. And sounds like you had some interesting success stories there at the State Fair.
Well, we really do. At the State Fair, we returned over $50,000 in unclaimed property to, I think, over 120 people. And we've had quite a bit of activity here at Husker Harvest Days so far as well. For people not familiar with it, by law, businesses that hold property for people that they've lost contact with are required to turn that over to the state treasurer after a certain number of years. And then we try and find the rightful owners. We have over $125 million of unclaimed property for over 350,000 Nebraskans and former Nebraskans. So if you play the odds, the chances are 1 in 5 we have unclaimed property for you.
Beyond the public places, you have a website they can check to?
Right. One way for people to easily check is our website, treasurer.org. Right there on the home page, there's a place you can type in your name, and that'll tell you if we've got any unclaimed property for you. If it's $300 or less, you can make your claim right online. You don't have to come to the office. You don't have to do any paperwork. If it's over $300, you'll need to print out a form from our website and follow the instructions on that.